Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Artist First World Radio Network, home of the best new music you've never heard, and home of the best new talk shows you need to hear. Please don't forget to visit our archives page at www.artistfirst.com, where you can hear all our past shows for free and on demand. You are tuning in to Chit Chat Cafe. This show airs every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For more information about this show and listen to past shows for free, please visit artistfirst.com/chitchat.htm. And don't forget to follow Artist First on Twitter. You can find us under the Twitter handle at @artist_first. And now here are your hosts of Chit Chat Cafe, Lisa, Dee, and Betty Ann.
Hi, everybody. How are you?
Welcome to the Chit Chat Cafe Live. We're live from Artist First World Radio. Welcome, girls.
Hi.
It's been a while since the three of us have been on together.
We have. It has been. It has been.
That's true. It's been quite a while.
Yep. So, it's been kind of quiet around the Chit Chat Cafe because it's summertime, everybody's on vacation. But we have a lot of cool stuff coming up for you in September. Right, girls? A lot of stuff planned.
Yeah.
Fashion Week's coming up and all kinds of neat things.
We've kind of just been vacationing in between work and taking it easy over the summer, and we'll get through August, which will be very lazy, and then we'll get back to business, right?
Yeah, but we have some real important guests tonight that's going to be very, very cool and very informative, and we love cosmetics, we love skincare, we love beauty, right, Dee?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know how anybody lives without it. Absolutely. And tonight, I'm so excited to welcome Buldejar Karunkai, the CEO and founder of Eminence Organic Skincare. Buldejar is a master educator of aesthetics and massage. He was born in Budapest, Hungary, and now resides in beautiful Vancouver, Canada. He's a renowned lecturer and trainer who travels worldwide educating clients on how to use natural ingredients to create wellness, beauty, and find balance in today's busy life, which we all have. Welcome, Buldejar. How are you?
Well, thank you, ladies, so much for having me. It's an absolute pleasure to be on your show.
Oh, we were so excited. Thank you so much for taking the time. I have got some questions for you this evening, so I'm going to pick your brain a little bit, if you don't mind. Buldejar, tell us how you developed this amazing line.
Well, it's a wonderful story, actually. It's all kind of dates back to my mother and my grandmother, so it's kind of like a long way back from 1958 when everything has started. My mom and my grandmother are both estheticians, and I actually became really sick when I was a child. And I had acute myeloid leukemia, and they gave me less than 0.1% chance to survive during that time. And I had chemotherapy that didn't really work. And finally, my mom and my grandma decided that they wanted to do more of naturopathic remedies, like natural remedies instead of the chemo, which proved that didn't work for me. What ended up happening is that I got better, and it really kind of inspired my grandmother and my mom, that who were also had aesthetic background, and they, you know, they were really well versed in biology and chemistry, that they wanted to formulate everything that they would do, like from everything that they would eat, and then everything that would feed me was all organic or biodynamically grown produce, and also that all the products that they used on their clients' faces would be primarily based on fruits and vegetables and herbs, which seem to produce even better results. You know, so just like how it works for me to heal me, they figured David would work for everybody's faces to make them look even more beautiful. You know, so and then they started to grow on that and started to produce more and more of these products. And then I took over. I became an esthetician myself too. So I'm a third generation aesthetician. Something is wrong with the family here. We are all aestheticians here, and then I took over and moved to Vancouver, Canada, and started to actually work myself as an aesthetician. I still do. I do facials Vancouver is kind of like Hollywood North, so there's a lot of movies have been shot, like The Twilight and many series. So I work on a lot of celebrities here and down in Los Angeles as well. and also running this now fantastic, very successful company due to the fact that everybody wants to look great, but they don't want to have any side effects or any kind of a chemicals on their bodies. And finally, everybody catching up to that, that they want results without any downsides. So that's how it happened.
That's amazing. What sets Eminence apart from other organic or even the norm of skincare lines? What's the difference between Eminence in comparison to others?
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the biggest differences that that we have also, I don't know if you know what biodynamic is, like, you know, that you do. Okay, well, very few people know. So if you allow me, probably like in layman's terms, in the Reader's Digest version of what's biodynamic. Biodynamic is when you grown things like it used to be hundreds of years ago. It's kind of like the straight A student of organic, like, you know. So there is difference between organic and organic. And if you look at it, like, it would be like really you know, students can all go to the same university, but some of them could be straight A students. Well, that's the biodynamic. Like, biodynamic is really kind of like even beyond normal organic, that where everything is grown like hundreds of years ago accordingly to the farmer's almanac kind of concept, where, you know, it's everything like moon cycles get it taken into calculation. We don't use any kind of fertilizers. Everything has to be grown with composting. Nothing could be brought into the farm from outside. So it's practically a completely self-sustainable farming, agricultural farming culture. And it is absolutely incredible, because anything that's grown biodynamically has a much higher vitamin and nutrition content than anything else. So using ingredients like that will create better results, because it's going to give you the most ingredients, the most nutrition to your face without any side effects. So that's one of the main reasons. The other thing is that we have the products are extremely highly concentrated, so we don't really add any additional water into the product. The only water is in it is from the fruit juices themselves, so we don't dilute the products. If you look at any other products, typically, I'm talking in general, the first ingredient usually is water. Water and a bunch of chemicals and the active ingredient somewhere in the middle, on the end. Like, so if you look at our products, it's usually the first ingredient is the fruit juice and the fruits themselves. So if you see anytime it says water on it, that's not added water. It's actually the juice and the dry parts to that. And it is absolutely super concentrated, therefore very result-oriented. And so you get the benefits, but you don't get all the negative side effects.
And your products, I have to tell you, are luxurious. I mean, they smell so good. But beyond that, I mean, I look at them as being an active product. They're absolutely, in my mind, preventative, corrective, anti-aging. What regimen should a client follow for healthy, beautiful skin? How do we start with Eminence Organics? And what are the three main products that, if a woman is looking at Eminence and you were to set up a regimen for her, how do we do this?
Well, one of the most, I mean, the foundation to any kind of a skincare, organic or not, is the cleanse. Like, you want to make sure you have a very good cleansing process, because if you didn't cleanse well, no matter what you're going to put on your skin, it's not going to absorb, you know. So the first, it's kind of like a foundation to a house. Like, you have to dig it out first before you put it on, before you start building a house. So you have to do a really good cleansing, and then you have to have a good exfoliation afterwards. Like, you know, so if you just want to do very few steps, that cleanse will be very important. Toning is nice. It's, with our products, is not a must all the time, because most of our products have a high, they are relatively acidic due to the fruits. And toners usually, the function of toner is to restore that acidic pH balance that the skin have naturally. The skin is naturally acidic, but after you usually you cleanse your face, you remove that acidic barrier that's on the skin, and to restore that, people put toners on. Now, the thing is with toners, that it's a wonderful plus, and I think everybody should use it. It's kind of like a shampoo, and you do a conditioner afterwards. However, with our, you know, with our products, that maybe the toner could be one thing that you possibly could skip, like, you know, due to the fact that if you use one of our moisturizers, but it's still a nice thing to use. So if you could do a cleanse, then afterwards you could go to a toner, it's optional, and then afterwards you could do a exfoliation. One of our most popular products from cleansers, it's called the Stonecrop Gel Wash. It's something that everybody is, that's one of our best sellers from
one
the whole brand.
Favorites.
I know, I love that. Like, you know, Stonecrop is a succulent plant. It grows on stones. Like, you know, it's a cactus that grows on stones. So we use the juice of that cactus, mix it into a cleanser base, and then when you mix it, what it will do is actually will, instead of, many times when you use a soapy kind of a cleanser, it leaves you squeaky clean, but it also leaves you kind of dry. And this doesn't. Like, you know, so it's really a nice combination between like a creamy, milky cleanser versus a foamy gel cleanser. Gel cleansers are giving you great cleanliness, but could dry you out. And milk cleansers could hydrate the skin, but doesn't make you feel super clean sometimes. So this is a cross between the two. Everybody can use it. So I absolutely love that. And then as far as the exfoliant goes, it's something called, I don't know if you ever tried the strawberry rhubarb dermafoliant, which is like a powder. Don't you love that? I know, I love that too.
That sounds interesting.
I know, it's something amazing.
You could eat this.
I know. It looks like it's a white powder, practically. And what it is we freeze-dried rice and strawberries and rhubarb, and mix it together with some lactic acid, like acid from milk. And what it does, as soon as it becomes wet, so you put a little bit of a powder in your hand, and then you mix it with your hand with a little bit of a moisture, and the moment it gets wet, it actually, the lactic acid becomes active, and it starts to eat and digest away the dead skin cells from the skin surface. And while you're scrubbing with it, you get kind of like a dual action. You get a physical exfoliation and you have an enzymatic exfoliation at the same time. And you could scrub into the fine lines. You could scrub into areas of your face that's, you know, you're worried about getting lines in the future. Or you could prevent from breakouts with that as well. So it's an awesome, awesome, awesome product. It's extremely popular. And people even use it on their body sometimes. Like they use it in a shower and then use the body scrub with it or anything like that. It's absolutely super, super popular. So that's huge. And then afterwards, so you do cleanse, you do an exfoliant, and then afterwards moisturize. Like if you want to do just three steps, then simplify it. That's probably the most important one to do. From the moisturizers, one of our most popular product is a serum that I particularly like. It's called the bamboo firming fluid. And okay, it's a fluid. I don't know if you have you ever tried that one, the bamboo firming fluid.
I use it every night.
I know, I love that. That's my favorite product actually from our line. And so the bamboo firming fluid is something that you put on. It tightens up the skin. It really firms up the skin. It actually creates visible results. Like, you know, I started using it. And then 3 weeks later, people were like asking, like, what is it that you're using? It just makes the skin look so nice and smooth, and it really tightens up the whole face. It is, it has a natural retinol alternative in it, so it's not retinol, so it doesn't tint the skin. And it is a very, very side effect free, very effective skin tightener, firmener that you just put on and it absorbs right away. So that's one. And another one, if somebody have a little bit, that's very nice and light. So even if you have oily skin, you could use it. And then if you have more drier skin, is the coconut firming, like the age corrective moisturizer, is a nice, rich, rich cream that people love to use. And even if maybe not for nighttime, it's absolutely beautiful. So those are the highlights.
Yeah, and your products, I mean, use them religiously and be true to the product. It's almost like a liquid lift. You can see the changes in your skin. They're absolutely amazing. And I think what I love most about your products is that they are organic, that you don't do any animal testing. You truly believe in the holistic healing of skin, and you really can turn back time by using Eminence Organic Skincare. But I think I love that you're also committed to keeping our planet green in both your production and packaging. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Like, anytime we ship any products to our spas, to our partner spas, even the, I don't know if somebody may not realize that those little packaging peanuts, those little chips that people put in there, those are usually made out of polyester, like it's plastic practically. Those little foam chips that protects the products during shipping typically, like, you know, when you buy a big TV and all that, that is in a foam, it's packaged in this foam. That's all plastic, which but in a few hundred years it will start breaking down. So it's practically plastic, like, you know. So what we do is we use real popcorn, like literally made out of corn. We make popcorn and we put it into the product, and we package our products in a corn-based foam. That is actually, when you receive it, you could just dump it in your garden or put hot water on it, and it will just literally compost, like, you know, just gonna melt away. That's really interesting. We also use practically like almost all of our paper that we use for brochures and packaging and all that is FSC certified, which means that it comes from a source that has, where they cut the trees, they replant the trees, so it comes from like they farm the trees practically for to being cut instead of doing like clear cuts. Speaking of tree planting, we just started actually recently a new initiative that's amazing, is that everybody who buys our product, each product has been sold, every time. So let's say you have your bamboo firming fluid and you have like the stone crop gel wash, you have like three or four products at home, we will plant, after each product sold, we will plant a tree. So every single time somebody buys any product, like, you know, so you bought 10 products, we plant 10 trees for you somewhere in the world, because we partnered up with an organization due to the fact that we have such a large customer base that we can donate them enough money to plant, to help in the reforestation in like the rainforest and the different countries where there is, it's a high. They do clear cuts in order to get high profits. We have to rebuild all of those forests.
You do so much. You do so much for the planet. Because I do know, too, that you also give back, because your Sweet Red Rose Whip Moisturizer, you give back to the Breast Cancer Foundation in both the Canadian and the American side of it.
That is absolutely correct. That's right. Like, you know, so we do that. We do a really significant amount of donations to that foundation, and probably another 40 different foundations, including Children's Hospital through Women's Shelter and then all that. Like, you know, so we're trying to be as much as of a help as possible. Also, we supply the products for the burned victim units, especially where they treat soldiers that's just returning from Afghanistan or from anywhere else, where sometimes they may not have all their medical bills covered. So we pitch in and we supply all the products for them to use in aftercare.
Oh, yeah, I mean, Eminence Organics and you, what you've created, absolutely amazing. I have to tell you that when I have ordered products, and now that you said with the peanuts, the packaging that was in there, you would have seen, I have two little Lassipoo dogs, and I always get so excited when I open my products. Girls, if you could have seen this, my little Tallulah, I turned around and put the box on the floor, and she has never gone after product packaging, but now that I know they're made out of popcorn, she looked at her, they were all over her face, and she was having a wonderful time with it.
Exactly.
Just chomping away on it, and they were like melting like popcorn, and I just looked, Voltajar, I'm going to send you a picture of Tallulah with the popcorn all over her face.
I would love that. It would be a great PR for us. That would be fantastic.
It is adorable. Absolutely adorable. I wanted to ask you, if you don't mind, the one thing I wanted to know is that if I had to ask you, what's the most rewarding part of what you do?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. We're trying to deliver health and beauty and happiness to everybody. You know, so when people look good, they feel good and they are happier, and then they could achieve better things. Like when you look good and you feel good, you're also more confident. You know, so when you're going to that date, or you're going for that job interview, or you're going doing a presentation, if you feel more confident about yourself and the way how you look, you can achieve much greater things as well. And then it brings more joy and more happiness to everybody's life. And that is extremely, extremely rewarding. So that's probably one of the number one thing. That's overall, as a company, I also train. I go to spas and I train aestheticians myself. So I help them to be better at what they do, and they're already great, like, you know, but to make them even better. And then so when you come back a year later and you see them again and they're like, oh my God, my clientele have grown, and people, they only want to come back to me, like, you know, after these classes and using these products, that's extremely rewarding as well, because you help other professionals to be more successful.
Oh, absolutely. If you don't mind, because I know you have some celebrity clientele, could you share some of the highlights of your career? I mean, a lot of celebrities use Eminence Organics. Who mm-hmm. are some of your favorite clients?
Well, that's a hard one to
put you
on. It's
the
a hard
spot.
One to pick. You put me on the spot with that. Like, you know, so I had the privilege to be able to work with. I became very fortunate to be able to work with many very wonderful, wonderful people. And celebrities are just part of them, you know. Like from the girl next door to Hollywood stars, they are all wonderful, you know. So, but if you really want to pick celebrities, they really are. Like, you know, I can't say. Like anything but amazing things about many of the stars I've worked with. Like, for example, Jessica Biel. I give facials to Katherine Hagel. They are all amazing, amazing, not just actresses, but also human beings. And the list really goes on. I love Jenny Garth, for example, from Beverly Hills 90210. She's absolutely fantastic as well. And many stars also use the products that I did not give facials to. If you want to look it on our website, you could see the testimonials. If you look it on eminenceorganics.com, you could just have to click on the celebrity features, and you could see them and all of the products that they use themselves.
And there are so many celebrities along with, and the testimonials that come from Eminence Organics.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just amazing. Absolutely amazing. Are there any new products in development right now?
Oh, well, there is. Like, we're just coming out this August, actually, like August 1st. We're coming out with a new skin, like for people who have skin lightener, that's good for people who have hyperpigmentation. Hyperpigmentation is when people have freckles and sunspots and dark spots on the face or uneven skin complexion, like due to, sun damage sometimes, or some people are born with it. So it helps to even it out and lighten it up and make the skin more more even. It's called the Bright Skin Collection, so like being bright. And so the Bright Skin Collection has come out in August 1st, and that kind of fits in. We have one that's called the Clear Skin Collection. That's for people who sometimes break out. We have the Firm Skin for people who are more worried about aging. And we have the Calm Skin, which is for people who have more of a sensitive, prone to redness kind of skin. So this fits into that collection, being the Bright Skin as a lightener.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's always evolving and always coming out with something more. And I think, you know, skin, it's true that your face is the first thing that people look at. And women especially, even men right now, men's skincare, men are more concerned about their skin, even more mm-hmm. so than women sometimes. And your products absolutely can turn back the hands of time. I wanted to ask you mm-hmm. that if you could give me three top skincare tips, anything mm-hmm. from, you know, wear sunscreen always, outside of Eminence Organics, what are some other things that we need to do? to take care of ourselves?
Well, a couple of things that, you know, generic things that's extremely important. It's common sense, but it's not common practice, is sun protection. I live in extremely beautiful British Columbia in Vancouver in Canada. There's only one downside to it. It has it's overcast here probably most of the year, and so which means that we have a really low amount of sunny days, which in return actually makes everybody's skin significantly younger looking than if you go down and you go to like a very, very sunny state. So if you go down to like Arizona or Southern California, you could see so much like the same age person look like significantly different. Like, you know, so people there really honestly like look like here in Vancouver looks 10-15 years younger compared to those in those sunny states. So it's really very evident that it makes a big difference. So you may be depressed because there's no sun, but you look great. So in order to have the best of both worlds, what you could do is you could be in a sunny place, but just make sure you wear sunscreen. So sun protection, SPF, you know, anything over 15, 30 is very important on a daily basis. I think very few people realize that and live by it. And even when it's the winter time or you don't think it's that sunny, it's important to wear sunscreen at all times. That's one. A couple of things that, like I said, the exfoliation, like a cleansing and exfoliation, like you always want to have a very good quality cleanser and a really good quality moisturizer. And then it's also important to exfoliate at least once a week to get off all that dead scalp, that's skin cells to help to stimulate the new cell growth and keep the skin really nice and firm and plump and beautiful.
If you don't mind, I think too, people have a tendency to over exfoliate.
Yes, like I mean, you could get to that point too. So once you start bleeding, that's typically not a good sign.
Oh, okay. No.
So when you go to that extent, no. And the joke aside, like, you know, yes, it's if you have. People have very obsessive, compulsive, addictive personalities, and then they go crazy on exfoliating. Some skins can take it, some can't. Like, you know, so I would say it all depends on the skin type, how frequently it is. I think you should know it because you could feel it. If your skin becomes really sensitive, if it reds easily, don't go so strong and so frequently into exfoliation.
Now, can people with sensitive skin or acneic skin, should they still exfoliate?
Absolutely. People who have acne actually should definitely exfoliate, because one of the reasons you have acne is because your pores are clogged. So there is this common misconception of like, you know, shouldn't exfoliate. If you have acne, don't exfoliate. That's actually the opposite. That's true, because you want to slug off that skin that's already been breaking up and get new one come up. And then yes, maybe at the very, very beginning you break out a little bit more because everything is coming up to the surface, but it will clear up your skin faster.
So purging is not a bad thing. We want all that stuff coming out.
Exactly.
When you think about the future of Eminence Organic Skincare, where do you see it going?
Well, to tell you the truth, it's I really try to be an organization that's beyond profit. Like, you know, like we want to have a purpose that's beyond profit. So I really trying to, at this point, to be trying to grow to all countries, but also to be able to be always a very active supporter of the community with charities and like I said, the tree planting, and create an impact on the environment and be part of the solution, you know, like be the change that you want you want to see in the world, like, you know. So we are just trying to practically deliver healthy solutions for everybody, and that will help them to become happy.
Now, how many countries is Eminence Organics in?
That's a great question. My brother is the engineer in the family. He does numbers. Like, you know, I think if I'm correct, I think it's either, it's close to 20. Like, it's close to 20 different countries that we are in right now. I'm pretty sure it's around then. I think it's 22.
That's amazing. Amazing. Mm-hmm. And we really can only find them in your better salons and spas, because we really want the clients to be customized and personalized to their skincare through Eminence, correct?
That's absolutely right.
Yes, and but I think everybody should treat themselves. I think they should look to their salons and spas that offer your products, because mm-hmm. there will never be a treatment like or a facial or any type of treatment that you can experience like an Eminence organic skincare treatment. They're absolutely fabulous. I have to ask you, mm-hmm. playing with beauty products must be a lot of fun, but what are some of the other things you do for fun outside of being the product creator?
That's a great question,
too.
What
do you used to do? Do you watch reality shows? I mean, tell us about you now.
Oh, that's funny. I don't get that question often. I do have some... before I became an esthetician, my dream was that I always wanted to be, funny enough, a pilot. So
really?
Really got very as far as you could get from that possibly. Whatever I picked right now is probably the furthest thing from it. So what I did is what I like to do now is I love to do hang gliding and paragliding. I love doing that. There's here in Vancouver, there is a mountain called the Grouse Mountain, and there is regularly, you could practically glide off of those mountains, and it's absolutely beautiful. Like, it's really, really pretty here, and it's a great place to do that. I love doing that, and I really love my parents live in Hungary. I live in Vancouver, so I love doing things with my parents. Because I once a year or twice a year, I love to take them to places that when we were kids, we couldn't be able to go, they wouldn't be able to take us. And now that I'm able to treat them, since they did so much for me, I'm trying to take them at least once or twice a year to places that I can share those experiences with them.
That is so lovely. That's amazing. Okay, favorite TV show?
Favorite TV show? It's so funny. It's no longer on air, but I just got introduced to it not that long ago, and it's got you totally hooked. I don't know if you've ever seen Prison Break. Have you guys ever seen Prison Break?
No.
No, Prison Break, the show, is unreal. That's the smartest, most complicated show. You could watch it on Netflix. And you cannot stop watching it. It's like 80 episodes, and you just watch like 3 or 4 in a row because it's so incredibly smart and so many connections, and they always leave you on a cliffhanger. I absolutely love the whole plot. It's extremely it's brilliantly done. It's brilliantly done. I know it doesn't go with the theme. It doesn't go with the theme of beauty, but I guess it's a guy thing. But anybody.
No, it is, and I think so many of our listeners, they love to hear. The other part of what mm-hmm. our creators and our professionals within the industry do. Mm-hmm. I don't know where to begin to thank you for joining us tonight. Girls, what questions do you have for Baldejar?
I think you covered everything. I can't wait to try the products. They sound fabulous.
She's amazing.
I'm ready to go to the spa and have a complete evaluation of my face so that I can look younger and beautiful.
I think we should all take a trip to Vancouver.
Oh, yeah. Road trip. Sounds good to me. We would love to meet you someday, Baldejar.
I would love that, too. I would absolutely love that, too. And if any time you're welcome to come here. And then if you want to see pictures on our website, you could see the pictures of the whole city, too. It's absolutely spectacular. So if you want to ever come here, you're more than welcome to come to visit. I really appreciate your time, and thank you so much for having me on your show. It's an honor.
You were beyond gracious and such a wonderful guest. Now, if our listeners, if they want to find out more about Eminence Organic Skincare, where can they go to? What contact, what website would you like them mm-hmm. to go to?
If you go to Eminence, it's Eminence, Eminence Organics, like organic food, there's an S on the end, Organics, so Eminence Organics www.ecoprodcast.com, and you could look at then all of the information on the product. And then if you want to find the spas in your area, then there is a phone number on it. It's 1-888-747-6342. That's our phone number, our toll-free number that we will, if you tell us what zip code you live in, we will direct you to the spas that's closest to you. You also can, we have many of our spas also sell products to their clients online. So if there is, you know, you don't want to leave your house or there's not nobody somewhere really close to you, then I'm sure they would be happy to ship it to you as well for the same price.
That's phenomenal, phenomenal. Bojidar, thank you so much for your time this evening. It was such a pleasure, beyond an honor, to speak with you tonight. And I will be a true, true follower of your products forever and ever. And hopefully someday the girls and I will get to be in beautiful Vancouver. And if we don't go to your spa, we'll go hang gliding with you.
That would be lovely. It will be my pleasure. Thank you again very much. Have a lovely, lovely evening.
Thank you, Bojidar. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank
you. Bye.
Good night.
Thank you.
Lisa?
Yes.
Are we going to a commercial break?
We can.
Okay.
Well, he was really cool.
He's amazing. I got to tell you, he, beyond his expertise in skincare, his go-give, his pay-it-forward, this company has it all together, from going green to giving back. There's not much more you can ask for in a company, not to mention his products are exquisite. They are active products. They are protective. They are corrective. They are preventative. They do everything that somebody wants them to do, and we're lucky enough to be able to try them. You're going to be hooked. I promise you that, and I know we're all going to have a spa day.
I'm in.
Yes, me too.
Now, you can't just go buy them like in Macy's or Nordstrom's or Bloomingdale's, correct?
You can't do that because it's a product that has an education line behind it, which means that you want to be prescribed the right products for your skin type. And so many times you can walk into a department store and pretty much what you're seeing is OTC, over-the-counter.
Mm-hmm.
So what that means is anything that you're getting truly is not going to be harmful to your skin. Now, when you need that extra kind of like kick in the tushy, for mm-hmm. things, and you want to turn back those hands of time, you want to get rid of those lines of expression, those lines that we've, you know, that from laughing and smiling all these years have created, or to protect your skin and to prevent other ones from forming, and just to have great, radiant skin. There's nothing that shows youth more than glowing skin. And in today's busy schedule, we're so stressed. And we're so busy that our skin takes a toll. And it's the first place it shows is on your face, in your eyes, bags under your eyes, dark circles, being out in the sun too long, hyperpigmentation from the sun. There's just so many things that go on with it. So Eminence is a line that can truly meet the needs of all this, not to mention it's yummy. I mean, literally, you could take some of their masks. You smell them. I mean, you want to eat them. They are, like, so amazing. So amazing. So I just, you know, I'm a believer in it. I don't know what to tell you. You know me. I am a product junkie.
Yep, me too.
You know, I'm a product junkie. So he was a delight to have on that. We're so
really
lucky
was.
To have had
sweet.
Him.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Amazing.
How about him having leukemia? When he was a child.
He did. And then if
you
think back. You go back to what what he was saying about his grandmother and his mother, who were truly into, you know, holistic care. You know, a lot of the products that they started to base this concept on, because they were from Budapest, Hungary, and they were organic, and they were using, you know, products that were indigenous to that country. And it's just amazing how you can, if we go back to the roots of things and think of the healing properties that plants had, think of when you get burnt, and what do they tell you? Use an aloe plant.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, people will go out looking for things, and it's as simple as, you know, the gel from the aloe plant. That is a very healing substance for skin. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he's got it. He's got it. He's stuck with it, and he's
I want to see the whole product line. Do most of the salons, any place here in Jersey, have the whole line that we can go look at it?
If, you know, I'm not quite sure. It is really, truly an elite line. They're very, very particular to make sure that their product is, you know, represented in the way it needs to be. So you will find this at your top spas and salons. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I would imagine, and I know his team does come in and make sure that everybody is thoroughly trained in the products and application and, of course, in the prescription of meeting the needs of the skin. Mm. So he's a delight.
Very much
just,
so.
Just a delight. And dealing with the company, top-notch. You will never find a company that goes above and beyond to make sure that their customer service level is beyond standard. Your products are just, like he said, they're packaged. I mean,
what is the price point, Dave? Is it real expensive?
I would say, you know, to be honest with you, they're moderately priced, and that surprises me because they stand, I mean, shoulder to shoulder. They are a luxury product. There's no way about it, but they are moderately priced and affordable for everybody to use. But even the more expensive products, why wouldn't you want to use them? You'll go out and you'll buy a ton of other things that won't give you the results that this skincare line will give you. So it's worth the investment. And when I say investment, just meaning getting the right things in your regimen. I'm not even talking about a monetary cost right now. Mm-hmm. It's just making sure that you get everything, like Boldejar said, make sure you have the right cleanser, make sure you have the right serum treatment, make sure you have the right moisturizer. You don't want to use a toner, don't use it. It may not be necessary. But treat your skin to what's needed because you will prevent. It's anti-aging.
Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Like a serum that you sleep in, right? That's what you usually sleep in the serums, correct? It's a night cream?
Well, serums are considered a treatment. So they're
How are they different than like day creams, day moisturizer? You really should use a different one at night?
Yes. I mean, you know, there are some, you know, it all depends. I mean, you can use a serum day and night. It just depends on what you're looking for it to do. So mm-hmm. serums are, once you cleanse your skin, serums are usually a treatment. So we'll remember that. They're always applied closest to cleanse skin. So that's where you're going to get more bang for your buck. Mm-hmm. Because there's no barrier on top of that to prevent a serum from, you know, being absorbed into the skin. So whether they're hydrating the skin, whether they're giving a kick to the collagen, you know, they can do so many things, whether they're having a lifting and tightening effect to the skin,
right.
You know, a treatment always is applied closest to cleanse skin. Then on top of that, we always need hydration and moisture, you know, and moisturization. So we want to get that moisture and hydration from your day cream, from your night cream. And, you know, you just use what works. But if you take a look at their brochure, Eminence, the organic skincare brochure, I mean, it is, not only is it beautifully done, but it has something for everybody and beyond.
Now, when you use an eye cream, can you put the eye cream on your eyelids, too, so they don't get crepey?
No. No, you don't want to do that. An eye cream, like anything else, when you use an eye cream, you want to go around the bottom of your eye and the very soft palate of skin. You want to come across up on top of the eye where that bone right below your eyebrow is right there, okay?
Yep.
Because like anything else, you know when you put lipstick on and it'll bleed a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So these products are actually going to inch their way up and down. But there's really never a reason to put the eye cream's too heavy to put on your lid. And you're going to get enough coming down into it. If anything, you want to use a serum for the eye. It's lighter. It's more absorbent. You don't want to put anything heavy on the eye.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, no need for the eye cream to go on the lids.
Okay.
Hmm. Okay. What do we have coming up next?
We have our producer, Corey.
Because I could go on and on about skin.
Corey's going to talk to us a little bit.
I love Corey.
Yeah, we love Corey. He's going to tell us, hopefully, about his appearance at the Cleveland Music Festival.
Yeah, I think you've been listening to a lot of what's been happening with when the Batman premiere came out.
Oh yeah, well, I do think that, and I'm sure both of you agree that we are very saddened, and we would like to send our heartfelt sympathies out to the victims and the survivors and the families of the shooting last week in Aurora, Colorado. Very sad, unnecessary, you know, violence. And,
Christian Bale went to see the victims. I think that is fabulous.
Oh, that was amazing.
It was amazing. He's a really wonderful human being for doing that, to try to bring, you know, to go to support the survivors and the victims and their families, but also to go there to meet with them, to try to lift their spirits a little. You know, I mean, really amazing, amazing human being. He just rose on a whole nother level for me, because I loved him as an actor, and now he's like so much higher in my mind for doing that. You know, unannounced, just went, you know, he said prayers. He's just a really fabulous human being, and it's just tragic because, you know, and they're not really sure why that person did what he did.
He's insane.
But they're,
he's a very, very brilliant, I mean, man.
They're bouncing around the idea that he possibly could be suffering from mental illness.
Oh, you think?
But, well, it's possible. But, you know, we don't know, and we'll find out as, you know, the weeks go by, because they'll be talking about it and doing evaluations and stuff. But if it does turn out to be that he is suffering from schizophrenia or some form of mental illness like that, it's really, really, really sad
that no one realized
how disturbed he was before he went to this extreme. And I did hear on the news that he wrote in a notebook exact details about what he was planning to do. And he sent it to a professor who was also a psychiatrist, I think, or a psychologist at his university. And he sent it in the beginning of July, and no one ever looked at it, nothing.
Really?
I mean, like, if someone had seen that, they would have been warned, and possibly this could have been stopped.
I want to know why somebody had a four-month-old baby out at the movies at midnight.
Yes. Isn't that crazy? I mean, the only thing, people do things. I mean, I guess they figured that they could manage, and the baby was asleep, and they wanted to see the movie.
Could be sleeping in their crib at home out at a movie theater at midnight.
I know. Poor thing got shot,
too. You shouldn't have to be afraid to take your, you know, to go out anywhere or take your children. I mean, going into a movie, and you're right, Lise. I mean, I don't think a four-month-old, you know, should have been out that late at night. But who would have thought?
No, it's horrific. It's just, you know, and the sad part is, people thought at first that it was like a stunt that was happening at the movie theater.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
they didn't realize,
because
he was dressed like the Joker. His hair was dyed. I mean, like, at first people thought, oh, look, this is like some kind of a stunt that they're doing at the movie. And then reality set in when he started shooting. Thank God his gun jammed, because he had one of those automatic rifles that has like lots of rounds of ammunition in it.
Mm.
I mean, everything was planned. The way he planned it was like to kill as many people as possible. But because the gun jammed, a lot of people were not murdered.
Thank God, but no more than what
thank
we
God.
Had.
But it's just unbelievable. I mean, it really is, and it'll be real interesting to find out what actually comes out over the next couple weeks. But it's just so sad. All those people that lost their lives or you know, close to death, or it's just traumatic, terrible.
I was sitting in a crowded food court the other day, and I was thinking the same thing. I said, what's the somebody coming here with a gun? You know, you don't know.
You don't know. It's frightening. I mean, any place where there's a large crowd, anywhere, Times Square. I mean, places, any large crowd, it's just frightening. It's scary. But you have to live your life, so you just have to move forward and just kind of be cautious, I guess, not be paranoid, but try to be aware of your surroundings, and if something seems really suspicious, you know, go with your gut feeling and pay attention to that. But that's the best you can do. And pray that you'll be spared if something like that ever does happen in your family. But sad.
Very, very sad. Very sad.
Very sad.
It really is.
Seems like we're close to our hour, the end of our hour.
We're very close. I think we have a couple minutes, and I think we have Corey coming on.
Yes, where's Corey?
Where's Corey?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Corey.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. Corey, catch us up. What are you doing? Where are you going? What's happening?
Well, I'm at the station right now engineering your guys' show, but but last weekend I was in New York City. I just got back from New York City, and I have, like you guys mentioned, August 11th, I have the Cleveland Music Festival coming up. My band's playing there, so we're going to be doing that. And I got a couple other shows coming up, and I mean, that's about it. I got some shows coming up, and I got some hanging out to do. That's pretty much it.
Cool.
What do you do at the music festival?
Well, it's like the 11th annual or something like that, Cleveland Music Festival. We're going to be playing at the Agora in Cleveland, Ohio. We don't know yet when we're supposed to play. We got to sell tickets, and they're going to tell us when we're supposed to play and all that. But there's like at our venue, it's a 4-day festival, and at our venue that day, there's probably about 20 bands playing. And it's supposedly supposed to be a showcase, too. So there's going to be some record labels there scouting the bands. So hopefully they'll be there when we're playing. But if not, that's cool, too. We're just happy to play for anybody who will listen. So that's pretty much it. It's going to be at I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Cleveland music scene, but it's going to be at the Agora, House of Blues, Peabody's, The Foundry. And I think there's one more venue that I don't remember, but we're going to be playing at the Agora, so that's where we're set up to play. So that's what I got going on.
Great.
Yep.
Amazing.
Fabulous.
Cool.
Yeah, amazing, Corey.
Really good, Corey.
Well, thank you.
See you going places.
I appreciate
it, guys. Corey.
We love Corey. He's really good.
Thank you, guys.
He is. He's really good. Lise, you want to wrap up?
Well, it's been fun, ladies. I think next week we're doing a rerun because we're going to be on vacation.
Yeah.
But we have some great shows coming up in the future. We have Jacqueline Smith. She's going to be joining us, member from Charlie's Angels. She's
amazing.
Coming on. And we have Susan Olsen, who played Cindy Brady in the Brady Bunch. She's scheduled to come on. So we have some exciting things coming, or starting, you know, in our new season, starting in September.
Yes.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of great things are coming up.
Yep.
We're going to get really fancy in the fall.
Yes, we are. So good night, girls. Good night. You guys have a nice weekend.
Good night, everybody.
Good night,
thanks
everybody.
Thanks for listening. And you girls, I think a lunch date. Ready?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's go.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.